Hey freaks, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. It's actually the best of Distorted View, but there will be a new episode posted later today, just like last week or the week before or something. It's just going to be, sometime in the afternoon. But for right now, enjoy a past edition of the show. This is from September of 2006, so well over a year ago. It's a wonderful episode, so enjoy that now, then check back later for a brand new extended episode of Distorted View. I'm just posting a best of show right now because I know a lot of people enjoy listening to the podcast on their way to work or something. So here's something for you to listen to. Shut up. Suck on your pacifier, baby.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents your local weather.
Hey, Canada. Can I just tell everybody that? 75 kilometers per hour with possible gusts well in excess of 100 miles. Metric system, God. Very heavy rainfall expected. I hate Canada. Once again, I hate Canada. Miles per hour on the graphic. Normal high is 64. So again, after a cold start, why does it go backwards? Just to antagonize me. Here's your AccuWeather.com forecast for Charlotte. I am using the wrong remote. Sorry. For tomorrow, still damp, but much of the heavy rain will push off to our south. So we'll see a couple of showers here and there. The f*** is that? And then it disappears. Hey, Louisville, I'm Kate by... Louisville. That's not how you say it.
Help Palmdale get down into the 30s because you won't have that cloud cover to trap any of that warmth that has penetrated. I probably can't say penetrated the earth.
Hey, you freaks, it's Thursday, September 7th, 2006. Coming up on the program today, Barbie's a lesbian, plus grave fuckers, and broadcasting your shit. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. If this is your first time tuning into Distorted View, let me school you. Tell you what this little stupid show is all about. Basically, I find crazy, bizarre news stories. I report them back to you. I add my own commentary, or I'm basically just an asshole. I say horrible, mean things. And then you people laugh at the inappropriateness of it. See, for 30 minutes, you can laugh at the things you're not supposed to laugh at. You put your fucking political correctness aside. And then when the show's over, you can go back to being a caring, upstanding member of society. That's pretty much it. DV101. Hey, yesterday when I was playing voicemail, someone asked me where I got this sound effect from.
Shut the fuck up!
That is actually from, as I found out today... Thundercats. Do you remember? Do you remember the cartoon Thundercats? Well, Sam emailed me with a link to a bunch of outtakes from Thundercats, and I'll go ahead and play that for you right now, and you'll hear the shut the fuck up thing.
Motherfucker!
You fucking dog!
Shut the fuck up! Get over here, bitch!
Ah! Damn!
Run out the fucking plank, boys!
Come here, motherfucker.
I wonder what episode that was from, because I don't recall the Thundercats swearing. Next week's Sextastic Tuesday is Thundercats porno fan fiction. All right, I got a new public service announcement. This was actually made for the radio by the American Family Association. And I'm sorry, I don't remember who sent this to me. But, oh boy. Oh.
America sure has changed since I was a little boy.
Oh, no.
Really, Grandpa? How?
Well, back then, things moved at a slower pace.
Old people? God, I hate them so much!
Yeah, things moved at a slower pace. I remember when there were fruit stands along the road. You could buy carrots! That's not even a fruit, and you could buy it at a fruit stand. It was a simpler time back then. We didn't know the difference between fruits and vegetables. Oh, whatever.
Alright, so that's their babble, pretty much. Every time you talk to an old person...
I remember.
That's how every conversation starts with them.
I remember.
Ugh, do you? Your brain is fucking mush at this point. You've got fucking Farina sloshing around that noggin of yours. Or oatmeal, whatever. No one even knows what Farina is. Okay, I'm an idiot. All right, let's get back to this public service announcement where some old fart is talking to his grandkid.
At a slower pace.
Yeah.
Folks cared about each other.
Really?
America was blessed by God because we were free to pray whenever we wanted.
Cool.
Then the Pledge of Allegiance was declared unconstitutional.
What?
Because of the phrase, under God.
Whoa.
And then our national motto, In God We Trust, was removed from all our money.
Oh, man.
What? Grandpa is a liar. I'm looking at a nickel right now. Grandpa, how do you explain this? In God we trust. What are you doing? You lying sack of weak bones. Jesus Christ, put you in a nursing home. They steal my money. They beat me. No one's going to believe you. You're a liar. All right, let's continue on here.
Now America so completely eradicated God, it's a crime to worship him anywhere.
Yeah, screw you, God. This is America, all right? Home of the fucking free. We don't need your omnipotent wisdom. Take that someplace else.
That's why I'm in prison.
All right, visiting hours are over, son.
Bye, Grandpa.
Oh, they're trying to say, oh my God. Fucking American Family Association religious nut jobs. This is the future. See, that's what's going to happen. First of all, we're going to get, In God We Trust taken off of our coins, and then we're not going to be able to pray anywhere, and then soon it's going to be against the law to pray.
All right, visiting hours are over, son.
Bye, Grandpa. I'll see you next month.
Bye, David. Remember, I love you, and I'm praying for you.
Shut up, old man. That's how you got here.
Could this be America's future?
Yeah, let's hope so.
It could, unless we pass a constitutional amendment.
Tim Henson for president.
Protecting our national motto and Pledge of Allegiance. Go to WePledge.com and sign the petition.
What a
our goal is
non-issue. They're, like, this country doesn't have enough problems. They're making shit up now. Just trying to keep their religious base all riled up. See, this could happen if you vote a Democrat into office. Anarchy. Godless anarchy. Ah! All right, enough of this bullshit. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yeah, Tim Henson for a godless America. My 2008 presidential campaign is really starting to shape up. I'm going to be euthanizing all of the old people. And taking God out of the country. Fantastic. If you guys would like to donate to Distorted View, I would really appreciate it. I've got to come up with $2,000 within 30 days to pay off my Discover card. You know, the one that I'm being sued over. Not really being sued. I've got a court summons or something. So, yeah, I'd really appreciate donations. And to make it worth your while, I will give you a bumper sticker and a Distorted View patch. How about that? You get something in return. All the PayPal information is up at distortedview.com. Again, I'd really appreciate it. I haven't been begging for money lately, but I'm going to have to start. Times are tough. If only I had God to turn to. Why did I shoo him out of our country? Why? All right, first story we have for you today. I'm sure most of you people have already heard about this because it happened during our break. But I thought it would be funny to go over right now. CNN viewers were able to listen to a news presenter's conversation when her microphone was not switched off as she went to the bathroom. Kyra Phillips' conversation was broadcast live over a speech by U.S. President George Bush. During the call, she was praising her passionate husband. During the conversation with the colleague, she said, "I'm very lucky. My husband is handsome and he's genuinely loving, really passionate." She also criticized her brother's wife, saying, "I've got to be protected of him. He's married, 3 kids, and his wife is just a control freak." CNN later apologized for audio difficulties. I've got the audio right here. Let's take a listen to it.
In better fashion. Every department of my administration has looked at its response to last year's hurricane.
Yeah, I'm very lucky that
has recommended practical reforms, things to do to make sure the response is better. Chertoff, Secretary Chertoff.
You know what I'm saying? Just a really passionate, compassionate, great human being. And they exist. They do exist. They're hard to find, yep. are out there.
Can feed up to a million people for about a week.
Don't forget to wipe.
Oh. We looked at what went right, and we looked at what went wrong, and we're addressing that which went wrong.
I mean, that's how you figure it all
out. The people of the Gulf Coast.
Mom's got a good vibe.
At the federal level.
Thank you very much, Dave, for the audio. A little CNN audio mishap there. Second story we have for you today. Toy manufacturer Mattel is reportedly threatening to sue a Brazilian artist for portraying Barbie as a carpet-munching lesbian. No, not Barbie. Kim Schwartz's exhibition features pictures of Barbie in compromising situations. Mattel has given the artist 24 hours to close down the exhibition, or they say they will take legal action. Ms. Schwartz, however, says that she will not back down. Barbie is exploited by Mattel. She wears a bikini, she shows off her belly, has big breasts, everything a lesbian lusts after. No, she said that she wears a bikini, shows off her belly, has big breasts, and even has a boyfriend. I'm not really sure what her point is. Yes, Barbie does have big breasts. Mm-hmm. Shows off her belly, has a boyfriend. So then it's okay to put Barbie in a scat scene with a Bratz doll? Is that what your argument is? I don't quite get it. Yes, the exhibition entitled Amazing Girls is currently on show at a bar. A Mattel spokesperson said, Barbie is a very proper lady. It's a fucking toy. Barbie is a proper lady, and she's not happy about being portrayed as something that she isn't. That's so funny because that's exactly the quote that Tom Cruise's people came out with when, you know, there were all those gay rumors. He's not happy about being portrayed as something that he isn't. Tom Cruise is a very proper lady. We are going to sue, and we hope that this teaches people a lesson, says Mattel. Also, Barbie is 46 years old, and she should be respected. Come on, get real respected. She's plastic and her head pops off. If you comb her hair too hard, it comes out in clumps. She's the poster child for eating disorders or chemotherapy, whatever. All right, so there you go. Mattel's pissed off because this lady's portraying Barbie as a lesbian. Final story we have for you today. Three men charged with attempting to rob a grave on Saturday were doing so because one of the men had seen the dead woman's obituary photo and wanted to have sex with her body. Story of the day. The man had stopped at a Walmart. Why, you ask? Well, of course, to buy condoms. Condoms. To have sex with a dead person. Not the brightest guys in the world. Maybe they are afraid of, like, maggots inside of her crotch or something. One of the crimes we studied in abnormal criminal behavior is necrophilia. I guess that would be the motive, said Grant County Sheriff Keith Grovier. Or Grovier, I don't know. Adding that he had never before dealt with such a case. He said the men apparently did not know the dead woman. They just saw her obituary picture in the newspaper. Cassville Police Officer Brent McDonald was sent to St. Charles Cemetery about 11 p.m. on Saturday on a citizen's report of a suspicious vehicle. McDonald found Alex Grunk, 20, of Ridgeway, dressed in black. Grunk was extremely nervous and sweating on a very cool night, McDonald said in an interview. Well, you're always nervous the first time. He was charged with attempted third-degree sexual assault and being a party to attempted misdemeanor theft. Grovier said he spoke with members of the Tennessean family about the incident. Oh, the victim's family. Again, I don't really know that there's a victim in this crime. I mean, sure, it's kind of creepy, you know, but the woman's dead. It's the equivalent to having sex with a toaster oven. At least a toaster oven can get warm. I can't come to the words to describe what they're going through, he said. Having to put their daughter to rest, oh, and then having to deal with this, it opens up wounds. Not the only thing that opened up. Pussy lips. It opens up wounds that I don't know anybody could experience. The Reverend John Norder. Laura, Tennessee. Oh, that's their last name. I thought this happened in Tennessee when they said members of the Tennessean family. I thought it was the state. No, that's their name. Laura Tennessean or Tennyson. I don't know. I'm a dumbass. Oh, here comes the train wreck. Choo-choo. I'm a horrible host. I apologize. Yes, Laura Tennessine's priest at St. Charles Catholic Church said she was the type of person who was always smiling and never judged others. She always said, you know, you never know what people have been through in their lives. She was a really good kid. And a really great lay. That is your distorted... Oh, that's horrible. Could you imagine this poor woman's family? It's a young girl, obviously, right? It's a daughter. You get a knock on the door from police. Oh, I'm sorry. Your daughter's been in a horrific accident. She's dead. Then, a week later, after her photo's been in the obits, you get another knock on the door from police. Yeah. Someone tried to dig up your daughter and fuck her. And then... You're surfing the internet. Oh, what's this show, Distorted View? Let's take a listen to this podcast. What we need right now in our family is a little laughter. And then you just hear pretty much the whole story being relived in a horrific way with just me making mean jokes. Oh, just crush them, poor people. That is your Distorted News for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Got a lot of voicemails today. Can only go over a few of them with you, so let's get started here.
Hey, Tim, my name's Tom from suburban D.C. Just calling to say I've been listening to your show for about 2 years now.
Wow.
And it kicks ass. I started listening when I was like 13 or 14. So I got fucked up early. I just wanted to let you know that shitty band that you played today was actually covering a good song.
From the Misfits.
So, yeah. They kind of ruined it for me, and it made me kind of want to kill myself.
Yeah.
All right, I thought of another sex term for you.
Oh, a sex term? I'm not going to play the jingle today.
Yeah, it's called the Tim Henson.
Oh, there's already been a Tim Henson. Maybe this one's better.
Basically baby fucking. No, I'm not going to lie. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Oh. No, I do not fuck children.
Hey, Tim, it's Chad from Cleveland, Ohio. I just thought to tell you that today I discovered I am truly a freak.
Oh, this is a new segment called Freak Stories or something. I don't know. We need to come up with this. It's the moment in your life when you realize you are a freak.
So we're reading a story in my English class, and a cat gets hung from a tree, and I laughed out loud.
I know.
And
the funny thing is, these stories are horrible. I mean, all of these stories, when people die, get raped or whatever, they're just horrible stories if you don't remove yourself completely from the situation and just mentally. You can't be involved at all. The second you really start to think about these stories, holy shit, they're horrific. But that's why I don't think much. I'm an idiot.
Teacher thought there was something wrong with me because I thought of a cat being hung from a tree and I think it's funny. And I blame it 100% on you. So I thank you for that and keep up the good work.
I'm just waiting for more lawsuits. These kids are going to become fucked up and just blame me.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents the DV Bible. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Before that time, there was nothing. And God did speak. Did you fucking see what I did? Did you? God made it every single day.
I'm sorry. Partly because your phone is such a piece of shit, and partly because what you were saying was not funny. Alright, moving on here. I have a precious few minutes. It's almost 9 o'clock. I need to get ready for work. Where's my voicemails at here? Here we go, next one.
I just called a second ago to tell you that I like when you call yourself an idiot. But I forgot,
well,
I remember.
You'll enjoy today's show. I think I've called myself an idiot a few times.
I forgot to tell you that my name's Ben, just in case you want to know.
Thanks. Hi, Ben. Thank you very much for voicemailing me. I appreciate it. Send me your phone bill if this was long distance for you. I'll pay it. No, I'm kidding. I won't. Screw you.
Hey, Sam. This is Trent from, Texas. Calling to let you know, I have to get some steam off. There's this idiot in my school, and everyone feels sorry for him. And I think he should be shot in the head.
Uh-oh. Please tell me he's not, mentally handicapped.
This dipshit found a broken lighter, and instead of throwing it away, decided to play with it.
Oh, no.
He decided to play with it.
Hold on. I think I need to get a sound file. Load it up here. Boop, 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 boop. Just in case.
Room where he has a lot of fireworks. Now, that is just a recipe for retardedness.
It certainly
is. After the broken lighter lit, it caught on fire because it was covered in lighter fuel.
Right.
It lit this dumbass's hand on fire.
Uh-huh.
So he dropped the lighter onto the box of fireworks.
Yeah.
It lit a ball rocket, which soared and hit his ceiling. And he grabbed it, intending to throw it out the window. But he didn't open the window first. So he's trying to open the window with one hand, and the bar rocket's in the other. And the bar rocket blew up. And it blew off his finger.
There it is. Continue on with your story here, sir.
And everyone feels sorry for him because he lost his middle finger on his
left
hand.
I don't feel sorry for him.
I say, fuck him, he can't do the double dukes, but he should be shot in the head. Because he's a fucking idiot. His gene should not be in the gene pool.
Kind of brutal.
Anyway, man, love your show.
Thank you.
And you know what? God help the freaks.
That's right. God save the freaks.
Yo, Tim, it's Kevin from North Carolina. I was just wondering why the hell someone would take a crap in, like, their front yard. I mean, I don't know, it just doesn't make sense.
They don't have any respect for themselves
or
their property. That's why. It's an utter disgrace, I say. All right, one more voicemail, and then we'll get the hell out of here.
Hey, Tim. The girl that called this Wednesday, making the noises and masturbating, she sounded a hell of a lot like Emo Girl. Does Emo Girl masturbate on your voicemail line?
I don't know. Emo Girl's British.
Emo Girl. Saw a dead bird today. Okay, that's excellent.
That was pretty great. I love the Emo Girl. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. You know what you can find on our official website? A PayPal link. You could throw a few bucks my way, and I would love you for it. And, of course, I'd send you a bumper sticker and a Distorted View patch in return. All right? Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God. Shut up, old man, with your praying and your God. Shut up! This is America. There's no place for God here. Curl up in a corner and die, you wrinkled, worthless sack of bones. Be told. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Be back tomorrow for the Big Friday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye. Bye.
Lots of trouble, yeah.